In Afghanistan, U.S. embassy officials are in lockdown because of an outbreak of COVID-19, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price says Afghanistan is facing an intense wave of the coronavirus pandemic.
We are saddened by the deaths of many valiant Afghans who have been sickened by this pandemic. We in fact, grieve the passing of a local embassy staff member.
A medical notice to embassy staff paints a grim picture with 114 cases and military hospitals at capacity. The embassy had to set up an emergency COVID ward. Several people had to be evacuated. The outbreak comes at a difficult time as U.S. troops pull out and thousands of Afghans who worked with the Americans try to get visas to leave too.
We had to suspend interviews because of a return of COVID to Afghanistan and to our community.
That's U.S. Ambassador Ross Wilson, who doesn't expect to be able to resume in-person visa interviews for another 2 to 3 weeks. His staff is all in lockdown. The State Department says 95% of the embassy workers who contracted COVID-19 are either unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated. The president of the State Department's union, Eric Rubin, is getting calls about that.
We're hearing from our members that they're very concerned that their safety has been endangered by fellow employees who have chosen not to be vaccinated. And obviously, that's not theoretical now. We have a death. We have 114 cases. We have a general lockdown.
Rubin says he's hearing similar concerns at other embassies, even though the department has offered vaccines to everyone, including local staffers.
Our understanding is there is now enough vaccine at every embassy and consulate in the world for everyone who wants to get it.
And he thinks it should be required in places like Kabul. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.